Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate at CheapskateBook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate at CheapskateBook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
Billy Bush, host of Access Hollywood, joining us on the line right now. Hi, Billy.
Hey, what's up, Jamie?
Not too much. You've got a very busy plate with your hosting gigs of several different things. You've got radio, television, pageants. You do it all.
I do it all. You got to do things that are different in order to keep yourself from going crazy doing the same thing. So the radio show is really fun, and that gets me out there and lets me expand a little more on... because Access Hollywood is so tight and highly edited. And Miss USA, come on. I mean, it's just, it's fun, it's live, it's always in a nice location.
And who would pass that up, really?
Please, exactly. I'm a happily married man for 11 years, but I consider myself a connoisseur.
Well, and really, I mean, if you can get paid to be around such... it's like Howie Mandel.
Yeah, that's why Donald Trump owns it. I mean, it's, you know, he loves beauty. And I'm paid well to orchestrate the beauty around the stage.
What a life.
What a life!
Now, everybody's still talking about it. I want your... I'm going to give you two words. Miss California.
Miss California. Interesting. Tonight on my on Access Hollywood and also on the radio show, I have an interview with Miss California, or the executive director, Shayna Mogler, formerly of the Meet the Barkers on MTV and also a former Miss USA. I asked her, I said, before the pageant, did you guys buy Miss California and pay for her breast augmentation? She admitted, yes, they did. I didn't know that was, I mean, that was offered as part of the gig, but we kind of get into it on how those negotiations went down and whose idea it was, which is, and it's interesting because that's what was on her mind going in and coming out. Obviously, she's like a transformed person.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, she's now at the forefront of the you know, traditional marriage crusade. She's been adopted. She's now speaking for National Organization of Marriage. Interesting.
Now, it seems like she's getting flayed alive for having a personal opinion about something. Tell me, because as you mentioned, I know you've spoken with her also on your show since the incident. Do you agree or disagree with her response? Not necessarily her actual opinion, but in the way she answered, you know, on the pageant and in that forum.
Well, you're right. Exactly. I mean, the exact question was, Vermont became the fourth state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think all states should follow suit? Why or why not? So the question was about states. Individually, should all states follow? And she ended up giving a personal opinion on same-sex marriage. So she just got blindsided by the question. She was like, whoa, holy mackerel. And that's what she came up with. You know, that moment is... I've seen wheels spin off a lot worse than that. In fact, Arizona was a little bit before her, and her answer was brutal. But, you know, I think that she could have answered the question differently and maybe done a little better. But at the end of the day, she had this personal opinion and feeling in there, and she shared it.
Every day you're reporting on...
It's the majority of the opinion of the country. It's also the same position as Barack Obama, at least politically.
Mm-hmm. So that could almost be...
I'm not alarmed by her answer. I think it's interesting that she's at the forefront of it.
Now, that could almost be considered a low for her, and every day on Access Hollywood you're talking about celebrity highs and lows. And speaking of that, this month on the show, we're going to be seeing a lot of the tops, and that's not to say that being at the top of a list is a good thing. One of the things that you're going to be featuring is the top five meltdowns. Tell me what else you're working on for that series.
Well, that's the top five. The fives have been real. People are going crazy for this, because they're breaking out body parts and limbs and all kinds of things. It's like the top five boobs, the top five buns, the top five. Even I'm like looking at the boss going, what is going on here? But they're going everywhere. Top five meltdowns, top five, you know, the feuds. And then, you know, I think you'll see as it develops, you know, it'll get a little deeper. But we started with a bang with the buns and the chest and all that.
Now, so, okay, you mentioned it.
Celebrities are watching. They want to know if they fit on this list.
Well, now, see, because you brought it up and you mentioned it, so who, do you agree with the top one set of buns?
The top buns?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Buns were Kardashian. I do not agree with that. Oh. I said, wait a minute. If you're talking about what is the parameter, I don't think we define the parameters well enough. And that is why the next night in the boobs category, I made them define all natural. Because the Buns were left on. I know plenty of people who would not have chosen Kardashian. We had Jessica Biel at number three. I would have put her way on top of that. I think we're looking at Bames Buns as far as how famous they are. Like, J-Lo has famous buns. Kardashian has very famous buns. They're on the way.
Now, you mentioned that...
No, I've got a kid.
No, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Take that medicine. You got it, girl. Drink your apple juice. How about that?
That's good. I almost wanted to have some apple juice right there.
Yeah, well, after a little amoxicillin, why not?
Oh, that's like a... Yeah. Chase it.
Perfection. Sorry, and with one swoop, I'm gone. I'm out of the room.
Look at that, hey? Amazing. See, you really do it all, Billy.
I do. My wife has got some kind of stomach flu, and she's in bed, so I'm kind of doing it all this morning.
You were just sick, too, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm just wrapping up mono. How's that?
Ugh. Nice.
Killed me.
Now, let's back on this whole buns criteria. Like, how closely... who decided, and how close was it examined? Like, did you actually take pictures of people and look at them and just stare at them?
We have bunsologists who work for Access Hollywood. So we really got that. We got permission and access to each person on the list to examine them while they're sleeping on their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And...
you do the same thing at Miss USA.
We just sat in a room full of producers, probably 30 people. I was not involved in it. But all the top producers of the show got together and they battered it around. So they agreed.
Yeah, if you could give an award for celebrity media darling, who would it be?
Right now?
Yeah.
Celebrity media darling. Right now it's Hugh Jackman, but that'll change because the next movie will come out. But people love Hugh. And they fawn over him at this moment. I love the guy too. Can't help it. He's just that nice. Who else? Will Smith. I mean, come on, people adore Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, who would you give it to for biggest media enemy?
It rotates. I think Jessica Simpson's had a hard time lately. People, mom jeans and calling her fat and all those things. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because her clothing empire is huge. She makes almost $500 million on that clothing empire. It's huge. And yet, so people love her. And yet the media beats her up.
You're known for some good on-air jokes and pranks. Are you working on anything? Can you give us a sneak peek of something that you're concocting right now?
Oh, my God. I got a great thing going on this afternoon. My wife, hopefully she'll be feeling a lot better because... For Mother's Day, Heidi Klum is bringing a Mother's Day gift basket from Victoria's Secret to the house. And my wife doesn't know. She thinks the cameras are here because we have an organic garden that we're starting and we're doing a little green piece. And she thinks that's the reason why the cameras are coming. What she doesn't know is that the door is going to be knocking the door and she's going to go answer the door. And it's Heidi Klum with a gift basket for her.
Wow. And how do you arrange something like that? Who do you have to call?
I'll be honest with you, this one was Heidi's idea.
Oh, wow. See, you know what? When you're in the know and you know everybody, they come to you.
Doing something for Victoria's Secret. How about I surprise your wife? I think that could be fun. I said, whoa, that's a great idea.
All right, let me just recap. So Victoria's Secret, Miss USA, best buns, best breasts.
Amazingly, my wife tolerates because she benefits.
And very quickly, who's your pick for winning American Idol?
It's going to be, I don't know. It's down to Gokey and Lambert, I agree, but I believe that no matter what, Lambert's the bigger star and makes more money and sells more records.
All right, we'll have to see and watch how it plays out. Billy Bush, Access Hollywood airs in syndication. Check your local listings. Thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.